piece, Chato. A translucent figure. It has a vacant yet captivating presence. This piece, Chato, was created in 2010 by artist Karen Lamont. She was inspired by the immersion within Japanese culture she was able to experience in her fellowship spent in Kyoto, Japan. The word Chato is most often translated to the way of tea, a Japanese tea ceremony involving the ceremonial preparation and presentation of matcha. With this title, an inference can be made that this could be the caste of a woman attending this ceremony. At this ceremony, many women began to learn the arts that prepared them for marriage. The medium of this sculpture, cast glass, creates a stunning, elegant appearance. This is significant because it helps show the sacredness of Chato in a more visual manner. While observing, I also came to the realization that the transparency of glass can be viewed similarly to a metaphor. You can see through glass just as you can see through skin into one's soul despite the volumes of clothing that often disguise us. When I have a production for theater, we wear costumes. Whatever the costume may be, it changes us. While wearing my costume, I am a new person, and I have a new personality with new emotions. Is this what everyday clothing does? With this, you may be wondering why only her kimono is displayed. I believe this is likely to depict a more powerful visual. I cannot make any preperceptions about the person who wears this fabric due to the lack of a visible body. They could possess the nature of any individual. Lamont says, "In my sculptures of dresses, I superimpose the artifice of clothing over the phantom landscape of the body's natural form, creating sensual, situated objects to speak of loss and ephemerality." This piece of art is extremely powerful, as the audience, too, is given an opportunity to apply their own thoughts and ideas to the sculpture. Its unique appearance has a wonderful ability to catch an eye, which is very special. This has been a Bulldog Audio Tour by Stella Mosier.